She wanna go viral. We fucking for hours. She's wet in the shower. Yeah.
Okay, and a three, and a two, and one, two, three, four. That should be handed off to a producer because that'd be a fucking good intro. Hi everyone, welcome back. As you can tell, I'm actually sitting in a hospital lobby right now. They're letting me film. I'm kidding, we're still in Tracy. We're in Tracy the trailer. You might be saying, why are you sitting in front of a fucking fake fireplace that actually produces heat that I cannot feel at all? But Tracy's heat still keeps it pretty damn cold in here. It doesn't make it too warm. I also want to decorate Tracy for Christmas, but I need to get my life together first. And we're about to talk about why it's not together at fucking all. I almost just choked. Also, if I have food in my teeth, I just surprised. Yeah, I just tried a Supreme pizza for the first time. I'm normally a cheese or pep girl. Sometimes we'll let some sausage on that bitch. Never will I ever fucking do that again. Ever. Because that was disgusting. Anyways, guys. First of all, hi, how are you? Welcome back to What's That TMI. I'm your host, Sadie. First things first, if you're new here, I filmed this in a trailer. The people that listen to this consistently are like, shut the fuck up. We know you live in a fucking trailer, Sadie. Actually, suck a dick. Sorry. You never know. Someone could be new. Wait, I don't live in a trailer. What I meant to say, I filmed this in a trailer in my parents' yard. We should just make that the intro. Ooh, I have a tonsil stone. I can feel it. Maybe not. Maybe it's sausage in there. I have fucking holes in my tonsil. We're not going to get into that. Okay, I'm going to stop. If you're new here, I filmed this in a trailer in my parents' yard. We actually have an update on my living situation, so stay to figure that fucking out. Anyways, though, I come out to the trailer, right? My parents aren't home. It's dark outside. And Cooper's inside, my little brother. I come out to the trailer, and I set everything up because I use the same camera for podcasting that I do vlogging. So I set up the camera, the light, the fireplace, whatever the fuck, everything. And I walk out of my trailer and I hear fucking footsteps in the woods right by me. And I live in the middle of nowhere, so it's very dark out and there's just woods. And I'm like, Cooper, stop. Stop fucking doing that. Like, I don't need to hear you walking around the woods trying to scare me. Like, I can literally hear you. So then I went to go in my car because I needed more stuff to bring in the trailer. And my car was right outside the trailer. And I could hear literally footsteps. And I'm like, Cooper, fucking stop. Stop fucking doing that. I literally go inside because I'm scared and I was gonna wait for him to come inside. I'm such a fucking pussy. I go inside and I walk in the door and Cooper's literally like spread eagled on the couch, arms spread. And I'm like, Cooper? And he turns around and I'm like, someone's outside. The door to this bitch is wide fucking open. I'm freaking out. We go in my parents' room. We both have knives. We call my parents. I'm like a 16-year-old, I swear to God. Come to find out, they think it was an armadillo, which then Cooper goes, yeah, Sadie, it was probably an armadillo, a turtle. And I go, what? And he goes, it was probably an armadillo, like a turtle. This kid's 14. That's a comment that I would make, but not him. I'm like, Cooper, an armadillo and a fucking turtle are two different things. And he's like, no, they're not, with the shell. And I was like, holy shit. I thought I was dumb. Thank you. Let's see what Bay said. Ick. I love being mean to him. Anyways, though, we have a lot to unwrap. Merry Christmas. I have a gift for you guys, and it's going to be unwrapped today, a lot of them. Before we get into everything, though, earlier today, like an hour before I filmed this, I was on TikTok, and I saw this TikTok, and it was, of course, a sad song, and then some girl saying, oh, when they talk about the girls having the box, it's actually so true. And it was her, like, having her, like, box of like shit, if you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. So then I clicked on the sound and I started looking at everyone else's box and it's like girls having boxes with all these fucking memories inside. Letters, pictures, weird little things that we keep. Most girls do that, I would think. No fucking guy does that, obviously. But when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. When I got my blue envelopes from high school, I had kept up so much stuff from before, like cards growing up, fifth grade graduation, little bracelets, little photo albums people would give me. And I put all of them in this blue envelope to keep them there. I also have a lot of stuff from my exes that sit in my car. So if I ever wreck and die, no one look. I shouldn't joke about that. That's not funny. So I got out my box. And it's actually a drawer and it's, you know, just full of a bunch of letters, shit like that. And I started going through stuff And then I was like, all right, I'm distracted. I have an in and out hat on my head from my first time I went to California and got in and out. I need to fucking like get a grip and get my day going. It was 7 p.m. at this time. So I then go over to my computer and I go on my Google Drive because I didn't know what I was going to do the podcast about. I struggle with that weekly because I'm just alone. Like I have so many conversations with my friends every single day on the phone. And I'm like, I wish I was podcasting this because it's so much better than me sitting here alone. But I went on my Google Drive to try and find letters that I used to write because I used to write letters to myself, to people, to the world. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to read all these letters on Was That TMI today. I go to pull them up and I can't find them. I think I deleted them. Low-key mad at myself for doing that, but I probably just had a mental breakdown one night and saw them and was like, what the fuck, and deleted them. I was like, damn, okay, I'm not going to do that. And then I started going down and I saw like this book I wrote one time. I wrote a page, it's not a book, but I was wanting to start a book. And then I see all these pictures from my old neighborhood. From my old neighborhood growing up. My neighborhood was a family, you guys know that. And I was just like looking at them in such awe. And it wasn't, I was realizing it wasn't because it was these pictures of me when I was younger, or like pictures of my parents when they were younger. And I was like, oh my God, we're so young. Yes, obviously I thought that. But I started thinking about, it's almost kind of sad how much more value that shit would hold. Like nowadays, people stream their lives. I basically do. Looking back at just these still frame photos, damn, that's so much more beautiful. So much more beautiful. And obviously there's no fucking, like, we're not going to change that. The world's already progressed way further than just pictures being taken. But there was little pool party photos and my birthday when I was like 6 and us playing football in the yard, us on like the first day of school at the school bus. It's almost beautiful that all we have, like we see a picture and we're like, oh my God, like look how cute. And it's so exciting. Nothing's fucking exciting these days because everything is just so insane. Like what the fuck are these AI robot ChatGPT bullshit? What the fuck is that? That's called a simulation. I'm fucking scared. Yesterday I was driving my car and I felt like I was going to run into a fucking wall. Not on the side of the road. I was having a weird ass thought and I was like, oh my God, what if I'm not real? This is all due to something that I'm going to talk about in a second. But I was like, wait, what if I'm not real? Have you guys ever seen the movie Escape Room and life's not real for them? They're in like a simulation. Or like a room by people putting them in a simulation. But you know what I'm fucking talking about. I just was like, wait, what if none of this is real? And I was like, what if literally I got in a car accident right now? Just a clear wall went up in the middle of the road and I crashed, but I was fine. And like a bunch of people came over and were like, that's not real life. You were put to a test. Maze Runner. Didn't they used to do that shit? I'm going to watch that movie tonight. That's a good fucking movie. Anyways, I was fucking going to Lulu for a minute. Everything is so progressed now, like futuristic, and it's fucking terrifying. I think it's more terrifying the way that social media is at the moment versus a flying fucking car. Because our world's just getting scary. Not to be like the fucking downer of everything, but does anyone else feel that way? At all. Like even social media, I don't know how to feel about it right now. Something is in the air. Something's in the air. You know, boyfriend air, and they talk about boyfriend air. Something's in the air everywhere. Or maybe just for single people because we're just fucking bored and it's winter time. Or maybe just me. I don't know. Social media just felt very weird to me lately. Very weird to me. And this might be why too. To give you guys a little background of what I've done this past week. I decided on November 30th or 31st, I don't know how many days are in November, I was going to do something called Vlogmas. Vlogmas is something that YouTubers do. Now TikTok does it. YouTubers started this, and it's every day of December you upload until the 25th. Fucking dope idea. I love it. So cute. Imagine being like 16, going cuddling in your fucking bed with your stuffed animals before you have school the next day, drinking hot chocolate, lighting a candle, and you just have like 5 YouTubers putting up videos that are Christmassy and fun. Well, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Decided to do that November 30th. People who actually get Vlogmas done and actually do it film like a month in advance or like 6 days in advance and probably have editors, I would assume. Me, no. I decided, you know what? I'm going to turn this into like a game and I'm going to try and fucking literally every day wake up, film, edit, upload, go to bed. That was all I was going to do. I had a lot of faith in myself. I still am going to try and upload a lot this month. I did it for 3 days. I was going insane. I literally, it takes me all day to edit a video because I'm such a perfectionist about YouTube videos, like such a perfectionist, and I want them to be good. So I'm rushing to get these videos done, right? So I'm filming them as fast as I can, just trying to squeeze in the most entertaining, energetic part of myself I can as quickly as I can into these videos. Then, I wish I had like sunglasses right now or like a blindfold. I like the podcast better, not visual, I'm not gonna lie. Then, oh, that reminds me of doing it only audio. How do you guys feel about that? I miss the only audio, I'm not gonna lie. I really do. It's so much better. It's so much better. I know you guys like watching me, but when it's only audio, I just get in this zone of just like, I'm telling a fucking story. More people do listen to the audios than the visuals. We might low-key start doing only audio again. How would you guys feel? Would you guys hate it? Maybe I just need to not look at anything and just look down. Anyways, though, I'm a fucking perfectionist when it comes to these videos. Like, I'm very, very critical on myself. I'll watch myself and I don't like myself a lot of the times. And that's why I like editing. I like creating almost like a story when I make a video. Unless it's like a drive with me or something like that, then it's just filmed. You kind of edit it, try to make it as entertaining as possible, upload. But when I'm vlogging, I like to make something that I want to go watch multiple times over and over and over again, because that's the only way I want to then go tell other people to watch it if I really like it. Day one, I started a day late because I knew I needed one day to prepare. So I started a day late. I vlogged, edited, uploaded. Next day, I stayed home on the weekend. All my friends were in Georgia for the Alabama-Georgia game. Stayed home. I take that back. Not all my friends. Actually, no one. What am I talking about? I could have done something that weekend. I didn't. I stayed home, vlogged, uploaded. Next day, woke up, vlogged, uploaded. Next day, woke up, vlogged, uploaded. It was working. The thing is, I wish every single day all I had to do was make YouTube videos. Ew, I'm going to sound so fucking whatever saying that. I'm not saying that my job is fucking difficult by any means, but it does take time. It's time consuming for sure. If you care about it, it's gonna take you time. And so I was just like, damn, I'm not gonna have any life. You low key, you need to step away from the camera for a minute because you need to be in mode of like, the fuck was that? Even for the podcast, I was like, fuck, I can't do Vlogmas every day and a podcast because I need to be able to be doing things throughout my week to be able to come sit here and talk and think about things and just whatever the fuck. So I tried it. Then 2 days ago, I vlogged all day. I edited it. I got the video out. And then as soon as I got the video out, it was like 11 p.m. at night. And I was like, all right, I need to go to Waffle House, get food, and record a fucking mukbang and send it to an editor so she can do that. And then tomorrow I can do the podcast. That way I'll have a vlog for tomorrow and the podcast, whatever the fuck, just trying to time crunch everything into one little thing. I wake up the next day. She was editing the video. I was like, perfect. I took a shower and I was dead. I took a shower. I blow dried my hair for the first time in like a week. I actually looked like a normal fucking person. I literally looked like I was on Flocka for a few days, like genuinely. Hair was greased to the max. My eye bags looked like I had just gone to fucking Ibiza and back, fucking biked to Ibiza and back. So I failed. I fucking failed Vlogmas is basically what I'm saying. The editor got me the video and I still edit them. Like when I have someone edit them and then they send it to me, I still go in and I make a bunch of edits. So the editor got me the video. I spent like an hour and a half kind of just like adding final touches, fixing what I wanted. And I was just watching this video of me and I was like, ew. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was because it was 2 a.m., 3 a.m., but I started like hating myself. I was like, ew. I hate everything I'm saying. I sound like a fucking idiot. Like, I cannot put this on the internet. Now, me a year ago would have just put it on the internet. I would have been like, I don't care, whatever, post. It's not that deep. I know it's not, but I'm just very picky with YouTube. I've always been that way. I'm very picky. And you can tell when I'm not being picky. And you can tell when I care. If I'm going to upload a YouTube video, I want it to be good. And so I made the decision. I was like, guys, it's not going out. I'm scratching the video. Shout out the editor who edited it. I fucking love her. And I feel so bad because she's great at what she does. But I hated myself in the video. So I deleted the video. I was going to come record a podcast. And I was like, I cannot listen to myself anymore. I'm listening to myself on a fucking screen. Then I'm talking. And I think, too, what I'm doing, totally personality-based. I'm trying to, like, be a friend to you guys. That's what I am. I feel like I'm like a friend to y'all. You guys are my friends. And so I'm constantly just like on this go mode. You cannot do that every single day. You cannot do that every single day because you'll literally fucking lose your identity. A lot of people were talking. I've been talking to streamers recently not two streamers, but people that are friends with streamers. And they're like, would you ever consider streaming? And I'm like, oh, that actually be really fun, going live and streaming, like me playing fucking video games or just my day. And people were like, do not do it. It's draining as fuck. That actually makes a lot of sense, because you're constantly almost like an actor in a movie. Not that I come on here and I fake shit, but there's definitely, like, remember when BF came on the podcast? Whoa, chill out, Sadie. Get a grip. But people will come on my podcast and say I have such a podcast voice. It's not really on right now, but I do. I'll sit down and be like, okay, guys, so basically we're going to talk about this little thing, okay? Like, I kind of have a voice sometimes, and I, like, put on this almost character. It's not me being fake. It's just your camera ready. You're here to fucking entertain. You want to be that entertaining person for people. Even people that meet me in person, I'm sure sometimes I'm like, hey. And they're probably like, damn, I thought she would be different. But constantly being on that let's go mode, I can't do it. I tried to do Vlogmas, the videos, I just was being way too picky with them. So I did fail, but I'm gonna upload a lot more this month. And now I have time to make actual fun plans to vlog. Like, I was kind of just vlogging random ass shit, like literally me at home brushing my fucking teeth and dancing in my bed. But I get to go to Georgia this weekend. It's my friend's birthday. I want to go to New York City before Christmas. Don't have a lot of time, but I want to try and do that. We have a lot of stuff happening with merch. I want to be able to come on the podcast and actually enjoy making these episodes for you guys. So I want it to be fun, not like this is my last fucking straw and I'm just here so I can upload on a Tuesday and make it on time. Fuck no, I want to come on here and actually like have fun. So I cut Vlogmas. I did, but I tried. I love it. I love YouTube. I have a great community there. I'm actually so fucking blessed. Like, genuinely, one thing I do want to say to y'all, and I know I say this shit all the time, but I don't fuck with social media anymore. I really don't. It's so saturated, and I don't want to sound like a little bitch, but I just don't really fuck with it. Like, I don't really enjoy being on TikTok too much, posting on there. There's just something I don't love about it. I would love, if I felt like I could, I would delete TikTok and only post on YouTube and only do the podcast. But a part of me feels like you kind of got to stay on TikTok. I don't know. I don't like TikTok anymore. I like going on it and looking at like memes and shit, but I'm just not the biggest fan of the app just because, I don't know. Getting back into the YouTube videos definitely like made me take a step back. I love that shit. I love like storytelling. It's when my brain really gets creative. And don't get me wrong, I respect the fuck out of some TikTokers. Not even dissing on anyone that does TikTok. Personally, me, I just don't love it. I really don't. I just do not love it. I love the YouTube community. I love what it brings. I feel so connected to you guys through YouTube, and I'm sure some people have managed to do that through TikTok. I kind of have. Not really, though. I feel like I kind of just get on there and fuck around. Social media is just getting weird. I don't even know what it is anymore. I feel like there's just so much of the same shit, including me, maybe. You might throw me in that pot. I don't really want to be in that pot, but you might throw me in that pot and stir it around. You might. I don't know. It's just like, everything's the same online now. And I know I talk about that a lot, but I feel like it's only getting worse. And I thought I was going fucking crazy. And then I reached out to a few people and I was like, do you feel like social media is kind of weird right now? And they were like, yeah. Someone was like, yeah, it's falling apart. It is. Something just feels off. Maybe that's like only in the creator side. Creator. The fuck. But I don't know. Shit's weird. Anyways, though, failed Vlogmas. So today was my first day out. It was my first day not waking up and picking up my camera. I actually did. I vlogged today, but I didn't finish because I was fucking exhausted. I had to wake up at 9 a.m. No, I had to wake up at 7 a.m. I fell asleep on FaceTime with a guy last night. Whoa. The fuck is that, Sadie? Not okay. Who was fucking sleep talking also.
Hold on, memory card. Memory card was out of space.
Ah, fucking damn it.
I would have watched that.
Anyways, got a little carried away there. Aware. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about now, damn it.
What was I saying?
Oh, I fell asleep on FaceTime with a guy. Yeah, what the fuck was that about, Sadie? Who... No, we're actually not going to talk about him. He doesn't deserve it. Who was sleep talking? So I do sleep talk. I like to do this thing in my sleep a lot where I go, Especially if I'm around new fucking people, I'll be like, like I'll sleep talk. And somehow he knew that. And last night we fell asleep on FaceTime, which was really fucking weird. Don't know why that happened. No, it's literally just a friend, guys. It's okay. He's helping me in this lonely stage of singleness. Anyways, this motherfucker's in his sleep. I sleep talk in a calm, sweet way. Mom. I'll say mom. What the fuck? Like, grow up, bitch. You're 20. This motherfucker starts sleep talking. And he's like, what the fuck? I'm gonna fucking kill you. What the fuck? Fuck. Like, mad. And I'm like, whoa. I literally roll over and I yell his name. And I'm like, what the fuck? But I woke up this morning to my mom waking me up. I go to the dentist. Well, so I need to get my wisdom teeth out. And I'm like, that would be such a fucking funny video. I need to do it anyway. So I'm going to get them out. So I made my appointment to get them out. Well, I guess I made two different appointments at two different places that happened to be across the street from each other on the same day. Don't know how I did that. So I go to the first one. I'm like, hey, I got this text message and I filled out all the paperwork. And they're like reading the text and they're like, this is for a different office. And I'm like, oh, but you have an appointment here at 9 a.m. And I'm like, oh, do you guys take out wisdom teeth? And they're like, yeah, we can. And I'm like, okay, well, cool. I'll just go to this appointment. So I go to the appointment. He's looking at my teeth. By the way, trust no man who sits like this. Why are you sitting like that? I'm talking about like crossing one leg, ladies, if you're on audio. And so he's talking to me. He's talking about my teeth and how when you get your wisdom teeth out, apparently there's nerves connected and they go all the way to the front of your fucking chin. And he's like, so, you know, we want to be really careful when we're going in there, because if we tear one of the teeth out and it wrecks one of the nerves, you lose like all feeling in your front. And I'm like, why are you fucking telling me that? Like, is that something that you do, buddy? Like, I'm not fucking having you go in my mouth now. So I'm like, all right, thank God I have another appointment today. So I let him finish talking to just tell me that he can't take out all four of my teeth. He can only do one at a time, which I'm like, okay, Jeffrey, like, you really think I'm gonna come in here four different times? No, thank you. So leave there, go to a new place 2 hours later. During this time, I'm trying to go into stores to get pillows for Tracy to decorate for TMI. I was exhausted in the first store. And I was like, pull it the fuck together, Sadie. No one wants to hear you whining about how you're fucking tired. So I chug a Starbucks coffee, go into Target. Then I get a text. Yo, are you still good for the meeting? I'm on the Google Meet right now. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Wednesday. It's fucking Wednesday. Run out to my car. I get on the phone with this guy. Then I drive to the mall to go shopping. Then I'm at the mall. Didn't go in. I don't know what I was doing. Then I go to the other dentist appointment. They tell me, yes, we can take out all your teeth. We can do it next week. They were way better. He was like, you're less than 1% if you have nerve shit. And I'm like, that would be me. That would be fucking me, wouldn't it? The less than 1%. He made me feel a lot better about it. This guy was kind of weird as well. Okay, I'm not going to say that before he takes out all fucking four of my wisdom teeth. He was a nice guy. Nice looking dude, too. He was nice looking. But leave there. And then I'm like, all right, I actually need to go to the store and get decorations because I hadn't gotten them yet. I went to the first Target. I didn't get them. I go to TJ Maxx. I'm walking around. I took a shit in there. Shout out you, TJ. TMI, but you know when you like have a good poop, you almost cry a little bit. Okay, sorry. It happens to the best of us. I'm in TJ Maxx and I just cannot pull it together. And I don't know if this was an overly tired thing due to the fact that I've been just going, or if it's an ADHD thing. But I could not just get Christmas decorations. And people are gonna probably fucking pull clips of this and be like, this privileged I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying it's hard to go to the store and buy Christmas decorations. Sometimes my brain just does not like to work. And I literally was getting so frustrated. And you guys are probably like, if you know you needed the Christmas decorations, you're in the store, why can't you just buy the Christmas decorations? I don't know what was happening to me. I couldn't think correctly in this TJ Maxx. So then I go to Target and I'm in Target and I have a cart. And I'm going to get just fucking Christmas pillows. And I don't know why. I just couldn't fucking focus. And like, I literally got pillows. I put them in my cart. And I was trying to think of like other things that I needed. Because I was thinking in the dentist how much shit I needed at Target and how I was going to get all of it. And I literally just couldn't think. Probably sound like a psychopath. I don't know if it's too much on my plate right now. And I just can't think. I don't know if this is ADHD. But I literally was getting so frustrated that I started fucking crying. So I left, came home. Oh, then I got distracted by the box thing on TikTok. And then I went through all my old memories and letters. And then we came here. So that was my day today. Then I low-key started missing my ex. You know, I posted a TikTok and I was like, damn, becoming strangers is so weird. And I wasn't expecting it to blow up. Of course that one does. Fucking labels me as the sad bitch. And it is so it doesn't even make me that sad. Sorry about the air blowing in here. It's just so odd. And I think, I feel like this was my first real breakup. I've said that so many times. But it also makes me be like, fuck, is he the one? Because I feel like every other ex, I got over it so quickly. And I know I'm over it. Because I know it's just not going to, like, be a thing. But I'm like, I don't want to be strangers. But I cannot be your fucking friend. Maybe I could. I don't know. And I could, I don't know. I like that I talk about it here and there. Because I don't need to play this hard bitch of like, I literally just don't fucking care. I do. I think about memories and I'm just like, I literally don't know you now. I don't know you at all. I know you, but it's like I never did. That's so odd. That's so weird. And I think too, you guys know I was very close with a friend online. We don't really talk anymore. We became strangers pretty like that. And I'm like, damn it. Guys, the freaking camera space went out. You know what? Good. I can film the rest audio and see what you guys think. Hold on, I'm turning this bright ass light off. Yes. This is great. It's just me and the campfire. I love this. I wonder if it's going to get a lot more intimate if I do it like this. I wonder if you guys will see a shift in gears. I don't know. It's weird as fuck. Someone that was in my life so consistently and I was planning everything around and just talking to all the time and then just not there. Why is it so different than when I wasn't friends with a friend anymore? Why is it so different with a guy and someone that I felt like in love with? And I started thinking about that. Why is it different? It's because eventually we're all in hopes to find someone to spend the rest of our lives with, to live with, to go to bed with every night. I mean, some people might not. If you have that mindset, can we be friends? Because I need it. That's what I realized. I was like, damn, people, it's harder when you go through heartbreak because you do see a future and you don't want to live without them. And I did see a fucking future. Like, I made a video today and I was like, I see all these people and couples and they're like, we're getting married and they're only 20. And I'm like, no, you're fucking not. Your day is coming. And it's because I'm bitter as fuck because I'm like, I literally thought I was getting married, guys. Why? I don't know. Why did I think I was getting married? I'm literally 20. I wanted kids. I mean, not right now, but like, I literally was like, I'm down. I'm down to have kids. Was I in love? Like, was I fucking in love? I don't know. Shit's been weird, though. I have been thinking about it a little bit more lately. Probably because I check his socials every day. He doesn't need to know that, though. For everyone going through breakups, for everyone DMing me saying that shit, look, I'm here with y'all, okay? I'm not just this, like, powerful fucking person that runs around and doesn't give a fuck. It still comes to my mind. Still at night. Still when I wake up sometimes. It's not as bad at the beginning. Woof. If you're in the beginning, just know it sucks for a minute. But you're going to get through it, I promise you. I did. I still am. But I have super exciting news. I'm actually moving out. I'm moving out. I'm so pumped. I'm only moving out for a month, but it's a start. I've never lived on my own. I've talked to you guys about that. So in January, I will be around some old friends for a month. I'm so excited, guys. I'm actually so fucking excited. I'm also excited for the new year. I just feel like there's a new chapter starting in my life at the moment, whatever that may be. And it's a little bit scary, but I'm kind of more excited than I am scared. I think at the beginning of the breakup, I was freaking out about what I was going to do with my life because, okay, no one fucking knows this, but whatever. I don't give a shit anymore. We were going to, like, pretty much be living together. Like, basically living together. So I think that's why I was so like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, I don't know what the fuck to do now. And I don't know. I'm just, everything does happen for a reason because I think I'm too young to go live with someone who I like. I shouldn't be doing that. So I'm glad that didn't happen, but I'm gonna go live around some friends. I'm so excited. And I don't know, I feel like the holidays get weird. We all feel a little bit lonely. We all feel a little bit lost. We all feel a little bit down. It's cold. It's not warm. You can't go outside and run around in the grass and shit and just like piss in your own yard if you want because it's freezing and an icicle will form out of your vagina. Did anyone else used to think that would happen to them? Because I did. You know, I think winter brings on some weird vibes for some people. If you're one of those people, hey, I'm in the same boat with you. I always feel that way when the holidays, seasons coming around the corner.
I feel that way. And, you know, sometimes I, you can, actually, not sometimes, you can clearly tell with me, I lose my mind a little bit. I've been rapping a lot lately. I actually have literally been on studios on my fucking laptop making rap music. So that's how I handle the winter. Just know you're not alone. I'm right here with you. And yeah, but hopefully I'm going to recharge my batteries for next Tuesday because I love this pod. You guys are literally my best friends and I don't want to be dead and tired for you guys. And that's why I put Vlogmas on a halt. So therefore, I hope everyone's doing good. I hope you're enjoying your holiday season. Go to the store, look at holiday decorations, go look at Christmas lights, go get a Christmas donut, go do something festive for yourself today, tomorrow, whatever it may be, and look in the mirror and smile and tell yourself you love yourself and look up to the sky. And if you don't believe in God, that's okay. But if you do, he wants you to know that he loves you very much. And even if you don't believe in him, he still wants you to know that he loves you very much. And you're beautiful and you're amazing just the way you are. I love you, TMI, and I'll see you here next week on Tuesday. Love ya. Bye.